Broadcasting from the great state of Texas. News and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, down in Houston, over in El Paso, and anywhere else inside or outside the great state of Texas, wherever you may be listening. Welcome in to the Chad Hasty Show. We were a little tardy getting on to the show today. That's okay. It's all right. We have it's the final week of shows for us before Steve Evans will be filling in for the rest of the year. And, of course, it's our final push for the Chad Hasty Show Christmas Toy Drive happening all this week. The big final push as we take your toys, your new unwrapped toys, to benefit the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch. You can bring those toys up here, of course, Tuesday through Friday. Up until from 1 to 5 p.m., really, you can bring those toys up. I guess you can bring them beforehand. You just won't be able to get inside the studios. But when you can drop them off, I guess, outside the door and hit the button and let people know, hey, I'm dropping off toys. But it's just easier if you bring them up from 1 to 5 p.m. You can bring them up now if you wanted to, because, we are technically here. And so you can do that if it makes it easy on you to bring toys up until right around 7 p.m. You can do that. But we're making the big final push this week to collect as many toys as possible for the Girls and Boys Ranch here in the Lubbock area. And, toys for all ages, teenagers any toys that you may go out and purchase, from toddlers to teens and in betweens, as they would say, Nick. That's what we're taking here on the program. And also, we've got the Amazon wish list set up where you can go and you can still order from our Amazon wish list. Just search for Chad Hasty and you'll be able to find the toys where you can order and have them delivered right here to the station. And after you do that, we'll take them up to the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch. We've had a lot of toys already delivered, so thank you to those who have already participated. You still have time to participate in our toy drive here on the program. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about today. We've got a couple of guests who will join us. Matt Smith, he's a candidate running for Congress. He'll join us coming up at 5:35 this evening. At 6:05, Scott Braddock will join us as we talk about the state of politics here in the Lone Star State. We've got the Dallas Morning News out talking about the border and how mean Trump is and how Joe Biden made a mistake. But, Trump is still mean. You've got Trump kind of catching some heat from some comments that he made on Truth Social. We'll talk about that on the show today. MAGA backlash and MAGA separation from Trump. We can get into that. And there was a terror attack overseas this weekend. We can talk about that as well. And a plot that was targeting New Year's Eve in California that was broken up by the FBI. So we've got all of that to get into. Your phone calls, your text messages throughout the program today. How do you get in touch? It's real simple. You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can also tap the app, send us a message that way, just through the station's app. You can send us a message. It can be text. It can be, voice. It could be video, whatever. You can send us a message that way. And yes, the old fashioned way of just dialing in at 1-800-687-0790. The first voice you hear from when you dial in today. It's our good friend, Nick. Nick, how you doing today?
I am I'm doing very very well. It's been cold, which is good.
Yeah.
Hot is bad, cold is good.
Okay.
So I stopped by your office earlier today. I like to do that when you're not there.
Thank you.
Leave things in your garbage.
I know it.
Mess around your papers.
Yeah.
It's what I like to do.
Yeah, I know it.
But no, I went in. You've got it's a mountain.
Yes.
It's a literal mountain.
Yeah.
Of toys. Already accumulated, and it's been 1 week.
Yeah, it's been a week. We've had some great listeners who have come through and donated some nice and truly toys for all ages in there. And
I'd be excited to get them now.
Let me tell you, I hope I don't offend anybody by saying this. You and I were. We took one of the toys, one of the footballs. We're like, why not throw it around?
This
is what you do when you get a football. You throw it.
It was meant for us, right?
Yeah. I guess it's slightly used now. It's slightly used, but I think that's okay.
Yeah, no. It's not like we wrapped open packaging and assembled something.
No.
And then we're like, all right, let's play on this tricycle
for
a little bit.
But
and then we'll put it back.
There was like a really cool dinosaur toy where I kind of want to.
Good toys.
I really want to take that. And some Lego stuff.
I know. It makes me think, even as long in the tooth as I am, I did not have any of these toys. You know, growing up.
You didn't have Legos?
Okay, we had Legos, but there's some things in there. Like I was telling you, there is some those monster trucks. There's a lot of great toys there.
Yeah.
I wish if I had some of those toys, I would going to school. I'd be staying home.
I'm telling you, it's going to make a great Christmas for some great kids out there. And some of the coolest things what I love about most of the toys that we've gotten, not really any screens. You know what I mean? Like with the, no iPad for kids, no.
Were you expecting an iPad?
No. Okay, what I'm saying is, like, these are.
Yeah, these are toys.
They're
electronics.
There's a lot of toys in there that are just gadgets. They're magnets that you would put together.
Yeah.
Building blocks. Just old school but updated toys.
Yeah.
Where kids are having to mess around with stuff. Instead of just like, let me watch a video on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, there's one toy, and I think these were purchased by, I think it was the folks over at Adams Paint that purchased some of these. It's like these little LCD screens, or maybe not LCD, acrylic screens. That's what they are. And you send them, and they turn on. They have like little lights that come on. But they're all it is where you can draw, the kid can draw, and then wipe it off.
So it's just a 2025 Etch-A-Sketch.
It's sort of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it comes like four to a pack or whatever, and so you can just draw on them and then wipe it off, use your imagination type of. I'm sure they still make the Etch-A-Sketch somewhere.
I was just thinking. Etch-A-Sketch in so long.
They've got to make the Etch-A-Sketch. They still have the Simon Says toy,
the red, blue, green light.
Yes, they still have that one.
Yeah,
they still have that one. They've got to make an Etch-A-Sketch.
I love the Etch-A-Sketch. Is one of those toys where when I had one, I wasn't good. No kid is good at that. you just fumble around and you make a weird potato shape and say it's a self-portrait. But it was still so much fun. Once you get those angles, you know, you twist both knobs, you get that 45-degree angle line. That was
and then you would see someone who actually was like an artist on the Etch a Sketch, exactly. And it would blow your mind.
Yeah, you just shake yours, give up, go
like,
home.
Like, now that's, I can't do that.
I drew a stick bug, and you drew, you know, Starry Night.
Is that Paris? Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
I give up.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
And that's what a childhood toy should be.
That's exactly what a child, that's what you do. Yes, just, well, screw that one. I'm not going to invest any more in that. No, it's very cool. We've got the toy drive. It continues. Let's continue to, just complete. I don't have a desk anymore. I can say this. I cannot work from my office. That's how many toys that we have. I relegated myself to the front desk, which, by the way, I don't want to name any names, Ken Corbin, but one of the salespeople up here, I think he believes that's my new job. And, cause he was like, hey, if you'll tell so and so this, and I'm like, I'm up here collecting toys.
Yeah. This is a classic case of, the first time, the day you start doing the dishes in the kitchen, you are now the designated
dishwasher. Let me tell you this about the dishes, though, okay? Yeah. Someone brought in some mail, and they, like, put it down in front of me. Yeah. It's still there. Because I'm not going to do it.
It's a slippery slope. It's a snowball.
It's a snowball. Yeah. I'm like, well, that's nice. Good for them. He actually came in, and he was like, so-and-so's going to be here if you'll let me know. And I'm like, they know how to get back to your office. I'm not going to contact you.
I'm here for toys.
I'm here for toys. Yeah, toys for your kid. I'm not here now. Shame on him for that. Yeah. No, I see what he's trying to do. 806-680-2790. By the way, your running topic today, we will have a toy-related topic later on in the week, maybe tomorrow. But today's running topic, because it's a little chilly outside, what are your best slow cooker / crock pot meals? What do you like to cook besides chili, by the way? Chili is like the default. A lot of people like to do chili. What are your favorite recipes, dinner items that are going in the crock pot, in the slow cooker? What are they? I need ideas. I need ideas basically for the next couple of weeks. Text in at 806-680-2790. We'll be right back.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hasty Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Anti-lock brakes. Automatic lane correction. Rear view backup cameras. Of all the many features in vehicles designed to keep you safe, the most effective one is you. There are more big trucks and other vehicles on our roads these days, but you can safely share the road by keeping your eyes off your phone, slowing down, buckling up, and making sure you have plenty of room when passing. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
As you get ready in the morning and as you drive home from work, stay informed with the latest news from lawmakers across Texas and the rest of the country with Fox News every day right here on News Talk KFYO.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
All right. back on the Chad Hasty Show. Oh, the light bright. A listener, they still have the light brights. I can confirm that. Yeah. Let's see. Cooper in Lubbock, Chili Colorado with pork shoulder is by far the best thing I can cook. Goes great in the crock pot. All right. Excellent. Your favorite crock pot meals. You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. 10 days away from Christmas, by the way. You can send in your thoughts on the text line. Sound off on any of the news of the day at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in and sound off on any of the topics out there. Democrats saying that they are uniting as GOP struggles to address health care. With key Obamacare tax credits set to expire within weeks, Democrats have unified behind a simple message: extend the subsidies to keep health insurance premiums from spiking for more than 20 million Americans. Republicans, meanwhile, have engaged in a wide-ranging blame game while scrambling to coalesce behind an easily digestible plan to lower health care costs. Struggle comes to a head this week as House leaders move to put what they hope will be a consensus GOP plan up for a vote. House Republican leaders chose a narrow set of proposals that include a plan, arguing that they lack broad agreement for a more comprehensive undertaking as they seek to satisfy competing GOP factions. Includes vulnerable Republicans who have argued they'll lose their seats if the Affordable Care Act subsidies aren't extended. And by the way, this is why they will be extended, is because the Republicans want to do everything they can do to keep the House. They know that if the price goes up, if health premiums go up, they probably will lose House seats. This is why we can never really cut down on spending, because at some point, someone's going to have to pay more. And the party that's in power, the party that it's always the Republicans, they always look at it and go, ooh, if we stand up and we say no, that you were never supposed to have these subsidies, that these subsidies were only supposed to be a short-term fix, if they stand up and say that, they will absolutely be butchered at the polls. They'll be butchered in the media. And they won't be allowed to tell their side of the story. It just won't happen. This is why I come out against these little ideas of, well, we're going to come up with the Trump bucks. We're going to come up, every kid's going to get paid $1,000, $500, or however much it's going to be. No, because the Democrats, we're never going to end it. All we do is expand all these different subsidies and services and everything else. We never get rid of anything. We never get rid of spending. We never get rid of programs in the United States. All we do is expand. The subsidies that went into place were to help people during COVID. That's why they went into place. COVID's over. COVID's done with. And we're still dealing with this. And by the way, you want to know why we've had record high inflation? You want to see why we've had all these record high prices? A lot of it goes back to the spending that we did during COVID, when both the left and the right went, let's just spend money. Let's give everybody money. It'll make people feel better. Sure, we're closing their businesses. Sure, we're ruining their lives. But a check for $1,000 should help. That'll make people feel better. And in the short term, people go, well, yeah, it does make me feel a little bit better. Thank you. But then they become dependent on that. And they ask for more, and they ask for more. And when Trump comes up with ideas of sending every American a $2,000 check, you have a lot of folks out there who claim they're conservative, and they go, well, that's a great idea. We need that. We're just a few steps away from saying, well, why not have a living wage? Why not? Why not have a living wage? Why not have just a living wage where the government sends everybody $1,000 a month? Because that's right. We're getting close to that anyway. with as many people that are on these handouts and everything else, we're pretty damn close to just go ahead and getting to the point of going, here, everybody, you're just going to get money from the government. Here you go. In fact, who knows? It might actually save us money if we go to that program. Who knows? If we just tell everyone they get $1,000 a month from the government, here you go, maybe it'll get rid of some of the fraud that's out there. Of course, we had to say U.S. citizens only, and the left would pitch a fit about that. But we are. We're just a few steps away from that and from folks around the U.S. going, well, it makes sense. Because, we never get rid of these programs. We just keep expanding and spending more and more and more money. When we come back, Matt Smith, he's a candidate running for Congress, CD19. We'll talk to him about his campaign. From business owner to Congress? Yeah, we'll talk about why he wants to make the big leap when we come back on the Chad Hastie Show.
The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
When I'm driving, I look twice for motorcycles.
I look twice because motorcycles are easy to miss.
I look twice just in case a motorcycle's in my blind spot.
I look twice at intersections and before I turn left.
I look twice because I want to know for sure.
I look twice for motorcycles because I don't want to hurt anyone.
Look twice for motorcycles. There's a life riding on it. A message from Texas Department of Transportation.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Headlines, an East Texas lawmaker joining calls for Texas to be reimbursed for the money spent securing the southern border. Representative Nathaniel Moran of Tyler says roughly $11 billion should be given to Texas as soon as possible to offset immigration-related costs incurred during the Biden administration. That figure comes from the $13.5 billion set aside in the president's spending bill for immigration-related matters. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton suing five major TV companies. He says the companies are spying on Texas by recordedly what we watch in our homes. The companies being sued are Sony, Samsung, LG, and Hisense and TCL, which are based in China. Arlington Mayor Jim Ross says the city's working to reinstate the LGBTQ ordinance the city council voted to suspend last week. And a 62-year-old man mauled to death this morning in the Katy area by three dogs. Two of the pit bulls were seized by animal control. The third was shot, had to be euthanized. The owner being interviewed by homicide detectives. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
On the days when you're thriving,
come on, everyone, you're almost there.
The nights when you need us most.
Mom, I don't feel good.
And every moment in between. As a Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas member, we are committed to helping you stay covered at each stage of life. Whatever challenges may come your way, our mission is to be here for you and your family so you can feel confident as the new year approaches. Visit StandByYouTexas.com to see the steps you'll need to take to renew your coverage. And with over 90 years of experience, you can expect personalized guidance throughout the process, helping you stay covered into 2026 and beyond. We thank you for trusting us on your health and wellness journey through it all. Visit StandByYouTexas.com or call 888-672-2583 to renew your coverage today.
Lubbock Saplings weather forecast. The clouds are thinning now and more sunshine now going into the evening. and the temperatures overnight will drop into the middle upper 30s. Tuesday's temperatures in the lower 70s with plentiful sunshine, and that'll be the same thing on Wednesday, the wind occasionally breezy. The weather is brought to you by the Sonic 199 menu. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts, a Lubbock's official weather station. News Talk KFYO.
Financial news on KFYO.
I'm Dan Loney with Your Money Now. New York Attorney General's office has filed suit against UPS over wages that may have shortchanged holiday season workers. AG Letitia James says that the delivery giant failed to pay minimum wages, promised wages, and overtime. Some of the work was then done off the clock due to poor record keeping. Shares of Zillow were down 8.5% today after word came out that Google is running tests on adding real estate listings to search results. The Google listings would give potential home buyers all of the same information that Zillow provides. Wall Street started out the week in the red. The Dow Industrial Average was down 41 points at 48,416. The NASDAQ lost 138. The S&P 500 fell 15. Frontier Airlines is replacing CEO Barry Biffle with the company's president, James Dempsey. Biffle will stay on in an advisory role till the end of the year. And we will get October and November jobs data tomorrow morning as we catch up from the government shutdown. That's Your Money Now.
A new exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card is your opportunity to go from cardholder to ticket holder for the FIFA World Cup 2026. For a limited time, when you're approved for a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card, you're eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more today at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America N.A. in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. All rights reserved.
CVS Health supports people in the moments that matter, from picking up a prescription to connecting care. With nearly 5 million daily interactions and serving 185 million consumers and 1.5 million healthcare professionals, CVS Health holds a trusted place in healthcare. By simplifying care and improving health, we're helping people get the care they need. Learn more at cvshealth.com/investorday.
Local events, newsmakers, and information. It's Sunrise LBK on KFYO.
Coming up on Sunrise LBK Tuesday, it's 8 days until Christmas. You got to get your shopping done, get your gifts wrapped, and get them shipped if they're going out of town. Also, Cheryl Isaacs, Coble Banker Real Estate, will be here at 7:35, and we got some goodies for you from Combine Commons on the Square in Slayton. Sunrise LBK on Tuesday, 95.1 FM, 790 AM, the news and talk of West Texas, KFYO.
Empowering West Texas with news that matters. News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM, KFYO.
It's the Chad Hasty Show.
Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. Appreciate you being out there. We've got quite a bit to get to throughout the program today. Scott Braddock joins us at 6:05. It is campaign time, along with all the other seasons that are out there. It's also campaign season, which sometimes kind of gets lost in all the holiday stuff. But it is campaign season. We've got a big-time primary going on in the race for Congressional District 19. And joining us in studio to discuss his campaign, we got Matt Smith the studio.
Yes, sir. Yep, it's a great day and wonderful time to be in campaigning mode.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, thanks for coming in studio to talk about your campaign right now in the Republican primary for Texas 19. Tell folks a little bit about yourself and why you decided to jump into this race.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been married for 22 years, five kids, looking at adopting a sixth, and just feel that, you know, when you've been successful in business, been around 11 and a half years, we own Fat Matt Roofing, started other businesses, sold some, and just been pretty successful with the business side of it, and didn't really have any desire to be in politics. And, like, you know, it seems like a pretty crazy place to be. And so many people that had asked me about it, they're like, Matt, you should do this. I'm like, I have no desire, and I don't necessarily need someone to pat me on the back or stroke my ego, or I don't need the money. And so they said, Matt, that's why you need to do it.
Yeah.
And so that part of it, fast forward a little bit, Jody Arrington said that he wasn't running again, and people came back to me with, hey, you really should consider it. And so we prayed about it and just really felt the calling, and here we are.
Yeah. So when you look at going from the business world and being an entrepreneur and jumping into this race where there aren't as many entrepreneurs in this race as we've seen maybe in the past, how do you think that separates you from everybody else?
Well, I can tell you what I've seen so far. I would encourage other entrepreneurs to throw their name in the hat, because this feels a whole lot like a startup. And for those guys and gals that have done this before, have started a business or two, man, y'all know what I'm talking about. That first time, it's the hustle and the grind, and you feel like you're going 90 miles an hour and going nowhere, and then you feel like, wow, I've actually caught a lot of momentum. And you just kind of live by who you are and what helped you build the business, and then you'll really realize that, man, this is like another business. And yeah, there's a lot to learn, but it's worth it.
Yeah. I see you have some paperwork in front of you. What do we have going on here?
Yeah, so this is something I'm pretty excited about, and actually we're going to encourage everyone in Congress to end up looking into and even signing it. It's U.S. term limits. It's an amendment pledge. And so essentially it says, I, Matthew Smith, pledge that as a member of Congress, I will co-sponsor and vote for the U.S. term limits amendment for 3 2-year House terms and 2 6-year Senate terms, and no longer limit. And the thing that we see is we have so many career politicians that we've got to put an end to this.
Yeah.
And, you know, people get in and it's so hard for them to get out. And we just have these people that are draining our system. And, you know, they get there and they get rich and keep getting richer. And I just don't feel that they represent us very well.
Well, and you know, and that's something that, you know, I hear from a lot of people. You know, when Arrington announced that he was going to retire, and he had said, look, I never planned for this to be a career job. I never planned for this to be a retirement, you know, gig. It was get in. And he at first, now he and to his credit, he talked about wanting to pass something and worked with maybe a handful of folks to get something done. Nothing ever got done as far as term limits go. Do you think you can actually maybe get some momentum behind it?
You know, so I'm not a naive little boy, and I'm not trying to play like I'm going to get up there and tomorrow everyone's going to sign it just because I signed it.
Yeah.
What I do think will happen is I think that there's enough of us that start making a wave and talking about it.
Yeah.
Then it's going to put a lot of pressure on those that don't want to. And then I think it's kind of like shining a light on the cockroaches.
Sure.
I think they're going to start to come out, and we're going to see where the real problems are.
Yeah.
So, you know, I look at that, and I also see what Arrington has done. I applaud him. You know, he's in the first 6 years. Yeah, he was able to do some stuff, but look at what he was able to do in the last four.
Right.
And so I'm glad that he didn't just walk away at the sixth.
Yeah.
Whenever there were so many other senior members that had been there. And I mean, like, let's think about that big, beautiful bill. You know, mm-hmm. It's pretty impressive being able to carry that, whether someone loves it or hates it or whatever. It's still a big deal.
Yeah.
And so I think that what he did there is nearly necessary whenever we don't have something like this in place. In fact, one of the things it says here is it's not a pledge to self-limit, because that wouldn't be good for our district. We have to make sure that we get this passed so that everyone is limited,
right,
instead of just those with a good moral compass are willing to limit themselves and say, hey, I'm not going to be that career criminal or career politic.
Wait a minute, the first one you said might be right. We're visiting with Matt Smith, who's running for Congress and signing the U.S. Term Limits Amendment Pledge. He's signing it right now. Look at it. He's officially signing it right here on the show, putting pressure on the other candidates and other candidates around the country to do the exact same when it comes to term limits in the United States and in the U.S. House. So very good. We've got that the first time ever here on the program, by the way.
And also, it does have a spot for a witness here, too. So
I'll sign it for you. Sure, we'd love to.
Got to get your chat.
All right, yeah, I can do that. Here we go. Let me just Let's see. Do I know how to sign? Yes, I do. It's like that. I pretend I'm a doctor when I do my signature, but I'm not. So there we go. We've got my name. We've got your name, U.S. Term Limits Amendment Pledge. Let's do this. Let's take the break when we come back. Let's get into some of the other issues that you care about and that you want to focus on if you're elected to Congress.
Perfect. I like it.
All right. We'll be right back on the Chad Hasty Show.
Take your baby by the hand.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Do you have kids? Then you know the importance of properly installing their car seats and buckling them up correctly to protect them from injuries. Unfortunately, most parents think their children are safely buckled, but that's not always the case. Visit SaveMeWithASeat.org to easily sign up for a free car seat inspection near you. Keep your kids safe with properly installed car seats and by buckling them up correctly so you can save them with a seat. Brought to you by TxDOT.
Hey, it's Chad Hasty inviting you to join with us for the first ever Chad Hasty Show Christmas Toy Drive, benefiting the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch, because we believe, like so many of you, that every child deserves a wonderful Christmas morning. We're going to be taking your new unwrapped gifts here at the radio studios beginning Monday, December 8th. From 1 to 5 p.m., right before showtime, 1 to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, all the way from Monday, December 8th through Friday, December 19th. Monday through Friday of those 2 weeks, you can bring up new unwrapped toys for girls and boys of all ages. Because at the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch, they have kids of all ages, and we all want them to wake up on Christmas morning with a great gift. So bring up your new unwrapped gifts to our radio studios at 4413 82nd Street on the third floor.
From the heart of the Hub City to the wide open skies of West Texas, KFYO keeps you connected to the stories, the voices, and the conversations that matter most. This is the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
Chad Hasty Show. We got Matt Smith.
Hey, hey.
In the studio. He's running for Congress in the Republican primary. So how long let's go. I want to go back to just your businesses and everything else. How long have you been doing? Well, how long have you owned your own business? How long has the roofing company been around? I think a lot of people at first when they see your signs, they know you and they know your name from just the roofing, but you've done other things too, right?
Yep, we have. So Fat Matt Roofing, we started Fat Matt back in 2014. So here we are, 11 and a half years now?
Yeah.
And so we've done it and, you know, done just other businesses. Before that, I was in the oil field and just kind of, you know, been out doing this stuff and then went, like, here we go with the roofing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been quite a journey. You know, I learned a lot and we've made a lot of mistakes, but we've done a lot of good.
As a business owner and really in, you know, construction and roofing, and I mean, you've seen prices of material go up. You've seen where, you know, labor is. You've seen there's a lot that you've seen, which I think can be really beneficial going into Congress and kind of explaining to people, who have not been in that situation, who have not been business owners, or maybe they've just been out of it for so long because they're 85 years old and they won't leave. You have the you would have the opportunity to go in and kind of talk about that and bring that in there. What do you think Congress overall or people, what do they not really understand about where business is today and where it could go and where it could go in the future? What are they missing?
I think that a lot of them just seem to forget that just because something's affordable for you doesn't mean it's affordable for everyone else. And yeah, I see that inflation has slowed down, but we have a lot of people over the past several years prior to this 10, 11 months that, man, we've just been hit left and right and putting stuff on credit cards, and
yeah,
it's been a lot of pain. And wherever you go to, inflation running as rampant as it has, you don't just get over that overnight. And
right.
Especially whenever you're already used to, or kind of the paycheck to paycheck side of it, and then get government shutdowns. We've had several of our customers in the military that had, we replaced their roof, and then they can't afford to pay their bill because they were using what they should have paid us to live off of. And so, naturally we just deferred it and let them use that money. And, but it's still, people have been put in a really bad spot. And most people in Congress, they just kept getting their paychecks where others didn't. And it's time for them to wake up.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So, we've talked about, obviously term limits. What would be, kind of a handful of your priorities that you really want to see get accomplished if elected to Congress?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing is we have to stop spending our kids' money. It's, I have the five kids, and I think that it would be really irresponsible for me to go out and borrow money, expect them to repay it because I couldn't control my budget. Mm-hmm. And we have to get this under control. And there's some very tough conversations that I think have to be had. And where they may not be the easiest to have, it takes adults in the room sitting around looking at it and understanding that if we don't have these conversations and actually do something about it, then we're going to have a problem down the road.
Yeah.
And I think most of the time we have people that are looking out for their own self-interest rather than others. And that's essentially, we just signed the term limit pledge, but one of the other things that we're going to do is we're going to actually donate every bit of the congressional pay into a nonprofit in our district to not just, I'm not saying which one or any of that, but we're going to give to something. We're going to find out if it's getting a study group together or someone to see what can we do to really help impact and help families right here instead of going to D.C. and getting rich off of, the taxpayers' dollars there. And I'd really hope that a lot of other congressional people would also do the same, because, man, we shouldn't go and serve the public and then just go to get rich.
Yeah. You see a lot of lawmakers, by the way, on both sides, who they'll go up there and then, within a year or two, 3 years, 4 years of being in Congress, I mean, they went from, not worth a lot of money to $4 million, $5 million. And you're looking at, how does that happen? How does that happen when you're going just to serve and, not get rich? Because you hear all of them say, not going there to get rich, but a lot of them do.
Yeah. I think it's one of those, you can follow the money and you'll probably find where
you
may find something you don't want to see.
Yeah, that's true. When it comes to ag-related issues, obviously Farm Bill is a big part of, this entire area's, fabric. When it comes to, the ag producers out there, why should they look at you and go, well, do you have any, ag-related background? When it comes to ag stuff, how are you going to fight for the ag producers out there?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you, I think that, us West Texans out here, we've got grit. And if you give us a level playing field, we'll beat anyone in the world. We are some of the toughest people that anyone will ever meet. I mean, just look at, you can watch, go anywhere in the world and people hear, oh, you're from Texas? And they think of West Texans. That's who we are. If we can get the government out of our business, I think that our farmers will outproduce nearly anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to our ranchers. They're going to do the same thing. When we have government that makes it to where we have so many bureaucratic red tape that it becomes an unfair disadvantage for us, then we've got to do something to help our farmers and our ranchers out. I just look at it and I think, what can we do to make it a level playing field first? Let's get that red tape out of the way. And if we can't get some of that passed, then we absolutely have a responsibility to take care of our people that are feeding everyone.
Now, how does your – and again, I think that this is obviously going to be a pretty safe Republican seat in district, but there's always a chance that the House flips in the midterm elections. A lot of us on the right hope that it won't, but there's a chance that it could. Does it alter your point of view or how you look at things if you go in and the House does flip towards the Democrats and you basically do you have to play defense at that point against what the House may do?
You know, I've always heard that you catch more flies with honey. And I think that we go in and we treat people with love and respect and treat them like humans. We don't need to go in and yell at them and tell them we're this, we're that, and be so extreme one way or the other that no one wants to work with us. I think that we have a responsibility to our country and everyone out here in West Texas to help President Trump get his stuff passed and preferably even the executive orders written into law. Mm-hmm. And so we've got a responsibility to stop bickering over the little stuff and get some stuff done.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what I'm going to do is work with Trump to get this stuff passed. It's time that we put our little minor differences aside and focus on the major things.
Yeah. How can people find out more about your campaign?
They can go to FatMattSmithForCongress.com. We also have the Facebook, and it's FatMattSmith for U.S. Congress. And, yeah, so look at us there, and I'll be around.
I had a texter go, how'd you come up with the name?
I love it. So I used to try to get people to ask for Matt, Matthew, Mr. Smith, and people would not call and ask for me by name. But whenever I said call Fat Matt, hey, want to talk to Fat Matt about this? I was like, are you serious? This is the craziest thing ever. But it worked. It put a mental picture in their head, and then they remembered it. And it's one of the things, we just had a great time with it. And
yeah.
And it's not exactly politically correct, but
hey, you know what? We're West Texas. We don't need politically correct,
that's
right?
We got that grit out here.
There you go. All right, one more time. What's the website?
FatMattSmithForCongress.com.
All right, very good. When we come back, we've got Scott Braddock who will join us. We've got a lot of news to get into. Of course, the toy drive continuing all this week. You can donate toys here at the radio station, 1-5 p.m. Also, the Amazon wish list. Just search for Chad Hasty. You can send those toys to us directly. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hasty Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hasty Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
I'm Mike Abbott in for Gordon Deal. Tuesday on This Morning, America's First News, the latest in the search for answers into the deadly weekend violence. Meanwhile, in D.C., why senators are bracing for another possible shutdown in January. Plus, why more conservative women are putting their careers second. And how to avoid getting sick on a plane this holiday season. All that and more when Gordon returns Tuesday on This Morning, America's First News.
Weekday mornings at 5 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Get straight talking, honest answers about everything automotive from me, Jerry Reynolds, during the Car Pro Show. Saturdays from 11 to 1 on News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
The state, the nation, the world. From a Texas perspective, News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO, Lubbock.
It's 6 o'clock in Texas.
Charged with suspicion of murder, I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Nick Reiner, a son of Rob and Michelle Reiner, being held without bail in connection with their deaths.
Los Angeles police were called to Rob and Michelle Reiner's home in the upscale Brentwood neighborhood Sunday afternoon after their bodies were found inside. Court documents show he is now being held without bail after initially being held on $4 million. Law enforcement and sources say there was no sign of forced entry and that it appears the two died of knife wounds.
Fox's Matt Finn in Brentwood. Rob Reiner began his career as Mike Stivic, the liberal son-in-law of Archie Bunker on All in the Family, and went on to have a very successful career directing films such as This is Spinal Tap and The Princess Bride. He married photographer Michelle Singer Reiner in 1989. They had three children together. Leaders in Australia have promised to immediately overhaul already tough gun control laws after a shooting yesterday targeting a Hanukkah celebration on Sydney's Bondi Beach that killed at least 15 people. The proposal would limit the number of guns someone can own in a review of licenses held over time. The search continues in Providence, Rhode Island for a suspect in Saturday's deadly shooting at Brown University that killed two and injured nine. Authorities released new video of a man dressed in dark clothes and wearing a mask and hat. They call a person of interest. They're offering a reward.
$50,000 for information that can lead to the identification, the arrest, and the conviction of the individual responsible, who we believe to be armed and dangerous.
FBI special agent in charge Ted Dox. Authorities detained a man Saturday, but released him after finding no evidence connecting him with the shooting. The Trump administration pushing back on a lawsuit over construction of a new White House ballroom, arguing in court it's a matter of national security. The National Trust for Historic Preservation is asking for a halt on all construction. America's listening to Fox News.
Add the KFYO text line to your contacts and voice your opinion during our local shows. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. News Talk 95.1 and 790 and on the KFYO app.
Michael Berry Show, weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on KFYO.
Lubbock South Bladen's weather forecast. The clouds are thinning now and more sunshine now going into the evening. And the temperatures overnight will drop into the middle upper 30s. Tuesday's temperatures in the lower 70s with plentiful sunshine. And that'll be the same thing on Wednesday, the wind occasionally breezy. The weather is brought to you by the Sonic 199 menu. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts, and Lubbock's official weather station. News Talk KFYO.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. Hope you're having a wonderful evening. Thanks again to Matt Smith for stopping by. Talking about his campaign for the 19th Congressional District. It's a crowded primary. And we're glad that he stopped by. He talked about his campaign and who he is, what he wants to do, all that kind of good stuff. We'll visit with him, I'm sure, quite often throughout the campaign. Joining us on the phones right now to talk a little bit more about Texas politics and what all is happening out there, our good friend Scott Braddock, editor of QuorumReport.com. Hello there, Scott.
Hey, Chad. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing today?
I saw you've been debating people about tamales on Twitter.
You know,
and I appreciate that.
Here's the deal.
Condiments, I should say.
Yeah.
I don't know that you said any particular tamale was good or not.
Well, no. So over the weekend, I went over to my in-laws and we made some tamales. And
yep.
After that, I just got into a discussion with a friend and they said, you know, ketchup on tamales is fantastic. And I went, whoa. Mm-hmm. Whoa, slow down there. Slow down. I said, I don't think so. That's not the way you're supposed to have a tamale. And he was like, with due respect, I've been eating tamales my entire life. So we got into a debate about.
As if you haven't been eating tamales.
Right, exactly.
But this is somebody, can I ask you a question? This is somebody you take seriously about their food opinions?
I would say that when it comes to when it comes to true Mexican food, I could defer to his knowledge, as to maybe where to go, at different times. I'll put it that way. And so I would trust this person. The trust has been broken a little bit, but then
because
of
this?
Yes, a little bit.
I ask another question?
But then I get messages on Twitter from people going, it's a true debate about this.
So here's the other question.
Yeah.
What kind of tamales did y'all make at the Tamayada?
Pork.
Awesome. Yeah. So here's something I would say about it. I grew up eating tamales as well. Before I saw your tweets, I was thinking about how it is the Christmas season, and it is time for tamales. And this is about the time when I was a kid growing up on the farm down in Wharton County, down in southeast Texas. You know, I'm sure like y'all have the same thing in Lubbock. We would just, buy the tamales not from the store, but from a little old lady. She had to be in her 70s. She would drive around in her, I can't even remember what, it was an old Chevy pickup truck. A camper on the back, cooler in the back, several coolers, and she would sell the tamales right out of the back of the truck.
Sure.
She would drive through the country, and we would buy them straight cash money for those tamales. And I can tell you that with a pork tamale, and this might be controversial, with a pork tamale, and a lot of Latinos would back me up on this, from people from Houston, San Antonio, but many communities south of Interstate 10 would say, for the pork tamale, the ketchup is right on the nose. It can be perfect. And here's the thing. It doesn't have to have ketchup with it, but they would say that it's fine. And here's the thing. I think that, in eating tamales my whole life, whether it be beef, chicken, pork, that if you put, here's what I would say. If you put ketchup on a fruit tamale, you'd be wrong.
A what?
That's dessert. Do you know what I'm talking about?
A fruit tamale?
You can put almost anything in a tamale. So you can put...
That doesn't mean it's a tamale.
Oh, absolutely. See, isn't it interesting? we're learning things as we go. Yes, tamales can absolutely have fruit in them. You wouldn't put ketchup on that. But for pork, I think ketchup is fine. But, if I have a beef tamale, I'd rather maybe have fresh salsa with that. If I have a chicken tamale, instead of either of those, I might want some Louisiana hot sauce, or I'm not a big Tabasco fan, but I like, Crystal or Tabasco or the straight Louisiana hot sauce. Any of those are acceptable. I think it's all fine. I think that you should, if you haven't tried it, you should at least try it.
Yeah, I think I have to now.
You have to try it.
Yeah, I have to.
And I want to see what you think.
Yeah.
I'm going to check back after Christmas on this. I don't know what the specific aversion is to it, but
yeah.
Maybe it's just because you hadn't heard anybody say it.
I will say this, and I'll put this out there. This segment so far, proof positive that if you get two radio hosts, former radio hosts, two radio hosts, people who like talking together, we can indeed do an entire show about tamales if asked.
I can talk about this the rest of the night, but I know we have politics to get to as well.
Hey,
I'm going to, but at the first thing tomorrow morning, I'm going out to find some neighborhood tamales.
There you go.
Not HEB stuff, although they do have great stuff there. I need the legit stuff.
There you go.
I want to buy tamales that I have to pay cash for.
Yes, absolutely. Let's start off with talking about the Democrat Party down in the Houston area, down in Harris County. You've got a longtime Democrat who has been, I don't know if it has he been kicked out of the Democrat Party, told to go away? What's going on?
Well, so John Whitmire, who was a fixture in the Texas legislature, he was elected to the Texas House as a very young man back in the 70s. He, served in the House and the Texas Senate and was the longest serving, not just Democrat, but the longest serving senator in the Texas Senate for quite some time until he left that job to be the mayor in Houston. He is an old school Democrat. He's someone who has remained a Democrat in Texas, even though, he saw, for all that time in office, he saw the change in Texas, from Democratic to Republican, and talked about this a little bit on our podcast on Quorum Report Radio. This morning, talked about the fact that, it was in the late 80s, early 90s that you really had that transition from Democratic to Republican. And so when you say that a guy like Whitmire is a centrist, I would say that, and, in in some ways, I would say, is a little more conservative Democrat, but he's able to get elected as the mayor of Houston because it's a municipal election. Republicans vote in that election as well, and can, you know, they can exert some influence in that race in a low turnout situation. But he's starting to run into what a lot of these more moderate Democrats have run into in a lot of places. And I would say it this way: purity tests aren't just for Republicans around here anymore, Chet. You know, you and I, of course, have covered for years, and we talk about this often, that it's the purity test on the Republican side that we see in the primaries, right? You've got to be the most conservative candidate, and of course, every candidate running as a Republican is going to try to do that. And on the Democratic side, they're moving in that direction now. There has, you know, for years in this state and across the country, there's been room for those who are more moderate in the Democratic Party, but those younger progressives, they don't want to see that. There are young liberals who are organizing in Houston and trying to make it impossible for a moderate Democrat to get elected. I don't know that they can have success in that election in the mayoral race. I have thought for a long time that if Whitmire had run for Harris County judge, for example, that he'd have a harder time, because the purity test really only matters in the primary election, right? It doesn't matter as much, you know, as far as what the Democratic Party says about you. I mean, as you know, as you alluded to, it's the Harris County Democratic Party that voted to not endorse him in future elections. So he won't be able to say that Harris County Democrats endorsed him if he runs for re-election as mayor. I don't know if it matters that much in that race, but if he ran because you don't run in a partisan primary for mayor. But if he ran for county judge, or if he ran for the Texas Senate again, that would be different, because then he'd have to run in a Democratic primary, and that's when the rubber really meets the road about all these purity tests, or whether you are, if you're a Democrat, it seems they're moving in the direction of you have to be the most liberal or most progressive, the AOC style, the squad style Democrat. And of course, on the Republican side, we've seen it now for at least 15, 20 years, that you have to present yourself to people. In most cases, if you're a Republican, you have to make the argument that you're the most conservative.
So when you take a look at the Democrat Party, and maybe we take a look at the U.S. Senate race, is Tallarico and Crockett, are they that different when it comes to policy? Is one further to the left than the other?
No, and I don't think that that's going to be the question in that race, although I know a lot of people are going to try to frame it up that way, and maybe say that, and I've seen some media try to frame it that way already, saying that Representative Crockett is somehow more liberal than James Tallarico. Let me put it this way. Representative Tallarico has in the past suggested that God is transgender. So I don't think that Crockett is going to be, quote unquote, more liberal than the guy who said that. I do think, and of course, across policy issues, I'm sure they have some differences, and we'll be drilling down into this more as we cover the race. But I do think that on the Democratic side, a new question has emerged for them. And it's a little different from what we were talking about with Whitmire. I think that what these Democratic voters want, and I talk to these folks all the time, just like I talk to Republican voters across the state, what Democratic primary voters want is a fighter, the person who will be perceived as the most pugilistic, who will go toe-to-toe with President Trump and his allies. Of course, it's a nationalized race because it's a race for United States Senate. And at least at this point, it's my understanding, and you see this is in the polls, this is in recent election results as well, but in the polls on this specific race that have been made public that we've seen for months, Crockett is viewed as the one who would be more of a fighter. I would put it this way, too. Look at the candidates that have been fielded as Democrats over the last decade, as you've seen Democrats become more competitive in Texas. Certainly during the Trump era, we've seen the numbers really tighten up, except for that last election in 24, when the bottom fell out for Democrats here in Texas and all across the country. But as those numbers have tightened up, look at the style candidates who did better. It was Beto O'Rourke in 2018. It wasn't so hot when he ran for governor. I think people had already said first of all, he went up against Greg Abbott, who of course is very popular and has, all the money in the world to take on whoever. But when Beto was running in 18, I don't think that, and you might disagree with this, I don't think that he was necessarily seen as more moderate. I think that he was, because, you know, I would talk to folks in, you know, smaller rural communities where he would visit, and of course all the people who would listen to him talk, they would say, well, he's a very nice boy, but he's too liberal, I can't vote for him. But he was seen as, quote unquote, a fighter, right? He was seen as very aggressive, as somebody who was really going to take the fight to the Republicans, and was able to have some success with that. And I saw a video from Representative Crockett where she made note of the fact that, hey, maybe it's not so much about liberal or conservative, liberal or moderate or whatever. If you look at some of the election results just this year, there was a significant number, I would say it this way, not an insignificant number of people who voted for President Trump, but also voted for Mamdani in New York, which is, what is that? I mean, that tells you that people are not necessarily voting based on ideology. I'll give you another example. AOC, there was not an insignificant number of people who voted for Trump, but also voted for her. Do you remember this, when AOC made it one of her projects to go around and talk to those voters and try to get the answer? Why would you vote for a very liberal congresswoman, but also vote for President Trump? And then one more example. In California, where they passed that map the congressional map that's supposed to cancel out what is happening here in Texas with redistricting, that whole thing was marketed as fighting against Trump. And there was, I think, 12 or 13% of the people who voted for that anti-Trump map in California also voted for President Trump. There is something going on with a certain segment of the population who are more interested in this sort of fight back ethos, yeah, from these candidates, and I think that's something new that's in the water politically during the Trump era, and it probably shouldn't surprise us, because of course President Trump is seen by Republicans as the guy who's fighting for what Republicans believe in, right?
Yeah, that doesn't, I mean, some of the crossover surprises me, but it doesn't surprise me that Democrats want a fighter. I've been saying this since Bernie Sanders ran against Hillary Clinton. Yep. Bernie Sanders should have won the primary. I believe that primary was basically gifted or stolen from Bernie and handed to Hillary. Where the enthusiasm was behind Bernie Sanders, because he was viewed as a fighter, and Hillary was viewed as the establishment candidate for the Democrats. And that's why I think you see the Mamdanis, you see the AOCs. I think especially younger Democrats want that type of fighter who is out there.
And the other thing about it, I mean, think about this. The race you're talking about, that race started a decade ago, in 2015. I mean, this is the reality of politics in the Trump era, you know, ever since he came down the golden escalator.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. Both parties are changing, that's for sure. We'll see where they go and how it impacts the new year. Scott, this is our last visit until next year. Tell folks what they can find over at Quorum Report between now and then.
Well, we will continue to track what's happening with these campaigns and with what's happening in your state government. Sometimes you want to keep extra special close attention, keep a close watch on what's happening, because, you know, every once in a while the folks in government try to get away with things when people aren't paying attention, like during the holidays. So make sure you're signed up for our emails there. Just click free sign up, and we'll let you know what's happening in real time. You'll always be in the loop, as long as you are hanging with us at QuorumReport.com.
All right. Get all your politics and tamale talk and more.
It's all there.
Scott, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy New Year to you and your family. And we'll talk to you next year.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everybody in West Texas.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Scott. That's Scott Browning, editor, QuorumReport.com. We'll be right back.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show. talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with the Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Everybody's felt sad, angry, or stressed before. That's okay, unless you're driving. Because when you're behind the wheel, these emotions can lead to serious injury or death. Emotional driving is a form of distracted driving because it keeps you from focusing on the road and other drivers, road workers, or pedestrians around you. So if you're sad, angry, or stressed, pull over safely and get control. Because your mood shouldn't put you or others in danger. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
From the heart of the Hub City to the wide open skies of West Texas, KFYO keeps you connected to the stories, the voices, and the conversations that matter most. This is the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
The snowman was a jolly, happy soul.
All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can send in your thoughts on the text line. Let's see. Zach and Lubbock just wanted to say thanks. Say that the guys that work at the Knife Guys here in Lubbock are awesome. Super helpful. They helped me find the perfect knife to be engraved for a Christmas present. Just all around great group of people working there. Thank y'all again for taking the time to help and show me all the options and find the best fit. Well, that's very good. Very good, Zach. Thanks for doing business with our sponsors. We do appreciate you doing that. Chad, did you get your auto pen to sign that? I did not get the auto. It was a real pen. It was really me who witnessed that and signed that as a witness. So no auto pens here. No auto pens here. Not until next week. Then the auto pen kicks in and takes over for a little bit. Let's see. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. You can weigh in on any of the topics, anything that we've talked about today, any of the discussions that we've had as well. You can weigh in on. Let's see here. Elizabeth says that she got fruit tamales from a lady who cleaned her house when she was in Santa Barbara. The best ones were plum and pecan. Also liked strawberry and peach ones too. Sometimes she would put cream cheese in them. It was wonderful. And it was different. I never would have thought about a fruit tamale. Never would have thought about that at all. 806-680-2790. Let's see real quickly. Story out of the Dallas Morning News. Four people have been charged with plotting a New Year's Eve attack in Southern California. This out of the AP, federal authorities said today they foiled a plot to bomb multiple U.S. companies on New Year's Eve in Southern California, announcing the arrest of members of a anti-capitalist extremist group. The four suspects arrested Friday as they were testing explosives in the desert east of Los Angeles. So the four suspects, 30 years old, 32, 24, and 41, all from the L.A. area. Good job to the FBI for breaking that up. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We live in a busy world, and let's face it, it can be exhausting. Work, school, activities, social engagements, they all tire us out. And if you get behind the wheel when you're too tired, the consequences could be deadly. Driving drowsy mimics alcohol-impaired driving in many ways. It slows your reaction time and impairs your judgment and vision. So if you're too tired to drive, pull over safely. The life you save could be your own. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
TSN headlines, an East Texas lawmaker joining calls for Texas to be reimbursed for the money spent securing the southern border. Representative Nathaniel Moran of Tyler says roughly $11 billion should be given to Texas as soon as possible to offset immigration-related costs incurred during the Biden administration. The figure comes from the $13.5 billion set aside in the president's spending bill for immigration-related matters. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton suing five major TV companies. The AG says they're spying on Texans by secretly recording what we watch at home. The companies being sued are Sony, Samsung, LG, Hisense, and TCL. They're based in China, those two. Paxton says companies have no business illegally recording Americans' devices. Arlington Mayor Jim Ross says he's talking with city and community leaders to make a new decision on the city's LGBTQ protection ordinance. It protects such people from discrimination. The city council voted not to reinstate it last week, fearing a loss in federal funding. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Short.
Digging without contacting Texas 811 first could cost more than you think. Texas 811 is a free service that helps you avoid damaging underground utilities like electric or gas lines. Every year, accidents happen because someone didn't take a moment to contact 811. Whether installing a fence or working on a construction site, contacting Texas 811 is the law. It's quick, free, and keeps you safe. Visit Texas811.org today for more information. Safe digging starts with one simple step. Make it today.
Imagine there was more of you. A you working on custom retirement plans, while another you preps for open enrollment. When you partner with Paychex, we become an extension of your team. From AI-powered intelligent HCM to HR advisory and employee solutions, we give you more of you. New customers, book a meeting with Paychex and get a $50 gift card. Visit paychex.com/you.
South Lane's weather forecast, the clouds are thinning now and more sunshine now going into the evening, and the temperatures overnight will drop into the middle upper 30s. Tuesday's temperatures in the lower 70s with plentiful sunshine, and that'll be the same thing on Wednesday, the wind occasionally breezy. The weather is brought to you by the Sonic 199 menu. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts, Lubbock's official weather station. News Talk KFOU.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. It's in the hands of a jury.
Anna Walsh is dead because he murdered her. And he intended her death.
The assistant Norfolk County DA telling the court in closing arguments that Massachusetts' Brian Walsh should be convicted of murder of Anna, who disappeared nearly 2 years ago. Prior to the start of trial, Walsh pleaded guilty to misleading police and dismembering his wife. Defense attorney Larry Tipton says those guilty pleas and the evidence presented proving that does not mean Walsh murdered Anna.
There is no proof in all of the evidence that you have heard and been presented that he ever once thought about harming the woman he loved.
If convicted of first-degree murder, Walsh faces life in prison without parole. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is Shannon Bream. Join me for Fox News Sunday as we sit down with a diverse and dynamic group of guests featuring interviews with political, business, and public affairs newsmakers from the U.S. and abroad. All part of the Sunday political block from Fox News Radio. Fox News Sunday.
Every Sunday evening from 5 to 6 right here on your home for the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
The easiest way to get your news is through News Talk KFYO. AM and FM presets in your car or truck, a bookmark on your office computer, and on your phone with the KFYO app. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. Appreciate you being out there. You can send in your thoughts on the text line at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Mark in California saying, where I live, the fruit and cream cheese tamales are called dessert tamales. I mean, I guess that would make some sense, yeah. You can send in your thoughts. We're asking your favorite crock pot recipes as well. A little chilly outside. Now we do say something besides chili recipes, because we know a lot of people like chili in the crock pot, slow cooker. So something different you can do in the old crock pot. You can send away. Nick, you had mentioned some meatballs that you like in the crock pot. That's good. That's always a good one. You can send in your thoughts on the text line. I've done a pork shoulder in the slow cooker. That's pretty good. That was pretty good. See, one texture says, kind of an updated version of Hamburger Helper, if you will. But take tortellini, hamburger meat, beef broth. Put some cheese on there. It's all very good. Let it simmer in the slow cooker, and it's delightful. It kind of sounds pretty good. That kind of sounds delicious. Oh, they said don't forget about the taco seasoning. Yeah. All right. Sounds good. I'll try that. I'm all in. 806-680-2790. The Telegraph, Al, absolute loyalty to Trump has evaporated. U.S. president's vice-like grip on his party is loosening amid crumblings over affordability, rising health care costs, and the Epstein files. Trump issued a saber-rattling ultimatum to Indiana Republicans on Thursday. Anybody that votes against redistricting and the success of the Republican Party in D.C., I will be sure will be met with a MAGA primary in the spring. Yet despite the president's threats, the state legislature torpedoed the proposal designed to help flip two seats for the party in next year's midterm elections. With a remarkable 21 Republicans crossing the aisle to join 10 Democrats in a 31-19 vote, the display of defiance was the latest sign that the president's vice-like grip on his party is loosening amid grumblings in the halls of Congress over affordability, rising health care costs, and the Venezuela boat strikes, not to mention the lingering spectrum of the Epstein files, where absolute loyalty was once the calling card for the administration. Blind obedience has evaporated in recent months. In its place, a growing number of Republicans are speaking out as the president's priorities clash with the interests of voters. Correct me if I'm wrong here. And maybe I am. Have the Republicans ever been 100% loyal or obedient or whatever you want to call it to Trump? And then really think about it. Because there is the, hey, we're all on the same side. All on the same side deal, which is what's good for the president, what's good for the Republican Party is good for Republicans in Indiana, good for Republicans in Texas, etc. But I don't think there's ever been this absolute lockstep by all Republicans throughout the nation in their, you know, love of Trump, and they're going to do everything Trump says, and they agree with everything Trump does. Now, don't get me wrong. He's had a lock and a grip on the party. But didn't Barack Obama? Didn't George W. Bush for a while? I mean, when you have a successful president, whatever that may look like, but a two-term president, they're usually most lawmakers are going to side with the president. And normally what happens, and again, you have to look at history here. As you get closer to the midterm elections, the president becomes a lame duck. And candidates start to feel their way and move around and go, okay, what can we do that maybe doesn't sidestep the administration, but maybe we explain it in a different way ourselves. This is nothing new. Democrats did this under Obama. Republicans did this under George W. Bush. And now you have some Republicans who are doing this under Trump. Now, whether they feel more comfortable to do it, I don't know. Ted Cruz has always been somebody who, to me, when he's disagreed with Trump, he's disagreed with Trump, and he says so. MTG, well, she's angling for a spot either on CNN or she wants to be the next president and co-opt the whole America First thing to be her own. But you look at someone like Ron DeSantis, he has it always lined up with Trump, and that's okay. And you look today at the amount of Republicans who are mad or whatever at Trump's comments over Reiner's murder. And I admit that that's something that you just don't put that out there. Trump's comments, don't put that out there. A guy and his wife were brutally murdered. You don't need to be looking like you're dancing on their grave, especially after we just got done blasting the left for dancing on the grave of Charlie Kirk. Like, we just got done with that. We just blasted the left for dancing on the grave. Now, the difference here is that Trump is, saying that, it was Trump derangement syndrome. This guy was, this is why he was killed, and blah, 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 blah. And he never liked him. And you don't have to say that. You just move on. Just go, well, I feel sorry for his family, and just move on. The big difference between the whole Charlie Kirk, and I've seen people compare Charlie Kirk. Here's the most Republicans, in fact, I see about 99% of Republicans out there go, oh, my God, that's awful what happened to Reiner and to his wife being killed allegedly by their son. God, it's terrible. It's awful what happened. Meanwhile, you had many on the left who were celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk. And so you have Republicans out, coming out today and saying, well, Trump never should have said that. I think Republicans would have done that no matter what. Because there are times where Trump has said things that you go, do you really have to say that? You really have to go there? Is that something you really should have said? Probably not. But in the past, you take the good and the bad. There's a lot of good that Trump has done, so you take the bad with it. The fact is, moving forward, And especially if the House goes to the Democrats, Trump is going to be very limited in what he can do. And so that's why you're going to see Republicans start to pivot and start to run for office, and they're going to separate themselves out from Trump when they disagree with him. And that's okay. It is okay to disagree with the president. And Republican voters should understand that it is going to be okay to disagree with Trump on a few things. 806-680-2790. When we come back, we'll begin to wrap things up.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
When high winds and dangerous storms rock West Texas, stay ahead of the weather with the station you trust. Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM KFYO.
All right, back on the Chad Hastie Show. Texture, putting ketchup on a pork tamale is a bold act of culinary anarchy. It's like taking a centuries-old cultural treasure, nodding respectfully, then squeezing red plastic bottle all over it because you felt like it needed something. I mean, I don't disagree with that, but I'm telling you right now, I've heard from so many people who've said, I can't judge it until I try it. I feel like I have to try it now. Nick, are you a fan of tamales? Yeah? Okay. I didn't know, because I know you hate biscuits and most other food that people enjoy. So I wasn't sure if you liked it. Because I could see you not like a tamale. Oh, no.
I do like tamales. Uh-huh. Now, have I had a lot of tamales in my life? No. I've had a few.
How many tamales do you think you've had?
I don't know.
Two?
More than two.
Four?
Probably more than four.
Okay, but not many more.
Correct.
Okay.
And they were good. They were homemade.
You've lived in Texas how many years?
I don't know.
Longer than four?
Longer than four.
Okay.
4 years,
right.
Yeah. I mean, they were homemade. I didn't put anything on them. You know, I didn't put any ketchup or anything. But, you know, I feel like hot sauce would be more than allowed, right? Is that a general accepted condiment?
I've never put anything on my tamale.
Really?
Yeah, I look at it, and I put this on Twitter earlier, sort of like a steak, sort of like barbecue.
You don't put anything on your steak?
If it's good, if it's a good piece of meat, I don't need steak sauce on my meat.
Yeah.
Now, do I season my steak? Yes.
I hope.
Yeah. I do.
No.
But am I putting A1 on my steak? If it's a horrible steak, sure, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
But the steaks that I eat, no. I'm not. The steak that I cook,
yeah.
No, I'm not putting ketchup.
You're past A1.
Your elements. So the quality of the steak.
I was past A1 by the age of 8 years old.
Wow.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't do A1 sauce.
What do you put on your steak?
I don't put any sauce on anything.
Okay.
I always eat. I'll do steak dry. Anything that typically condiments are found.
Yeah.
I won't do it. Unless it's like a sandwich.
I will say this. There are at times where a good garlic butter on top of a steak that is still.
Yeah.
You have it on the grill. It's still. It's making that sound,
yeah.
And you put a little bit of that garlic butter, or sometimes the aioli sauce. Mm-hmm. You put that can be okay. That yeah. I will allow, but a ketchup or an A1 that is supposed to cover the taste of the meat, mm-hmm. No, I don't think so.
Do you do you put ketchup on your eggs?
No,
scrambled eggs.
No,
you don't do that.
No.
Is that a sin as well?
I don't think so. I've okay. seen people do it, and yeah. I'm like, it's eggs. What are you going to do?
It's something that I've also seen people do. I don't think I would never try that. That's one of the few things.
Yeah, I have no need to try ketchup
on my
eggs.
What is that going to do for me?
Yeah.
Like, why would I want to subject myself to that?
But now I feel, and I texted my wife about this, I feel the need to, maybe break out a little ketchup around... Yeah. The tamales, and she said, basically, don't do that in front of her father.
Yeah. Well,
which I agree. I would not do that because I'm pretty sure I would get made fun of.
And you'd have your tamales revoked, I think.
Oh,
you would,
absolutely.
You'd be cut off.
Yes.
I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They're like, hey, it's tamale time again.
Look.
And you're like, hey, bring out the ketchup.
I made tamale and I was excellent at it, this year.
Well, good, yeah.
But there is a rule with my in-laws that if you, especially family, if you want tamales, you've got to be part of the making process. You have to do something in order to earn your way to get tamales.
Sure.
So yeah. I earned my keep.
Yeah, well,
this door.
It's a family.
And I haven't brought up the fact that, hey, maybe we should put some ketchup on these.
You don't want to be that guy?
No, I'm not going to be that guy.
In the assembly line?
No.
Like, guys, where's the ketchup,
guys? Maybe we should infuse some ketchup into the masa. What do you think?
Infused ketchup.
Yes.
Mm.
Maybe we should try that. Let's go.
Yeah, I don't know if I, ketchup, mustard, I've had, three tamales that we're agreeing on in my life, so I really can't remember the last time. I don't really remember the flavor. It was good.
You don't remember the flavor
of tamales?
I don't
remember the flavor.
Oh my God.
So I don't know if it would be enhanced or ruined.
Sad.
One day.
Okay, let's see. Toy Drive, it continues tomorrow, 1 to 5 p.m., 4413 82nd Street, third floor. Bring up those toys. Benefiting the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch. Don't bring up any tamale. Well, I mean, you could, but I mean, that's going to go to us. It's not going to go to them. You can also donate via the Amazon wish list available. Just search for Chad Hasty on Amazon under the gift registries. You'll find us. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Stay safe, stay healthy. May God bless you all. We'll see you back here tomorrow. At 5 p.m.
The Chad Hasty Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hasty Show are not necessarily the views of this station, staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.